You're listening to the WYXR Archived, powered by listeners like you. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
See, I can make it rain when I want it to, yeah. I can build me a castle from a single grain of sand. Well, I can make a ship sail, yeah. Sky. See, I can buy anything that money can buy. I can turn a river into raging fire. But I can live forever. Yeah, yeah. Woo! People talk about me, but I don't care. Yeah. Time, you better believe I can. You see, I can make the seasons change by waving my hand, yeah. I can change anything from old to new.
Yo, what up, what up? This is LJ Oneness Family, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis.
This is The Early Word, brought to you by The Daily Memphian, and I'm Natalie Van Gundy. It's Tuesday, June 17th, and this is where I would have told you that one of the five ex-Memphis police officers convicted in Tyree Nichols' death was getting sentenced today. But that's not happening now, nor are the other four sentencings, because the federal judge on the case recused himself last week. Shelby County Mayor Lee Harris says County Commissioner Edmund Ford Jr. isn't taking seriously the pending federal indictment against him. Ford, as you may recall, was indicted on bribery and tax evasion charges involving alleged kickbacks from county and city grants. And now Ford wants a $177,000 grant to go to nonprofit MVP3 to fund a job skills program in the entertainment industry. Harris vetoed the grant, and now Ford is pushing back. The Memphis Police Department is apparently looking for a man who knocked on Memphis Mayor Paul Young's door on Sunday night. The gloved man, who neighbors said knocked on several doors in the East Memphis neighborhood at around 9:30 p.m., fled before officers arrived. This incident comes in the wake of a Minnesota man killing a lawmaker and her husband and wounding another lawmaker and his wife last week. School's been out for weeks, and summer officially starts on Friday. So, pool season is on, but does your kid know how to swim? If not, the mother and daughter team of Holly Self, Savannah Forsyth, and Shelby Adams can probably help. Self, a former PE teacher, has been teaching swim lessons for nearly 40 years. She and Adams, age 29, teach group and parent and me classes through Self's business, Move Water Swim in Midtown. And Forsyth, age 35, runs her own swim lesson business, Swim Savvy, in East Memphis. The Memphis Grizzlies got a lot in the trade of Desmond Bane to the Orlando Magic, including the number 16 pick in the 2025 NBA draft next week. The team could package that up with newly acquired player Cole Anthony and trade it off before draft night. But what if they don't? The Daily Memphian's Drew Hill offers a look at five potential targets in the number 16 range. Months after the University of Memphis director over student-athlete welfare died of a heart attack on a Tigers basketball trip, the school has finally hired someone to fill that role. Ted White is the new executive associate athletic director. That isn't the same title that the late Marlon Deschazé had, but White will have some of the same duties, including managing student well-being and academic success. Read more on those stories and others at dailymemphian.com.
Concert halls to the juke joints, from the churches to the festivals in the fields. Welcome to another episode of Bill Street Caravan, celebrating the sounds of Memphis and the Mississippi Delta for more than 30 years. Heard around the globe on NPR Worldwide, major funding for Bill Street Caravan is provided by Memphis Tourism, Arts Memphis, the Thomas W. Briggs Foundation, and the Tennessee Arts Commission. Hi, I'm your co-host today, T.O. Crivens.
And I'm Jared J.B. Boyd.
This week on Bill Street Caravan, we have a soulful return from a Memphis favorite, Will Graves and Will Graves and Soul, live from the Green Room in Crosstown Arts. That's all coming up right now on Bill Street Caravan.
That's right, T.O. For nearly two decades, Will Graves and Soul have been electrifying stages with their high-energy performances. From R&B to funk and to blues, they've had Memphis grooving and they're back for a special reunion, paying tribute to Will Graves and his influence on our city's music scene.
And this performance is extra special because it's actually on Will's birthday. The band's back and they're bringing the heat with all the soulful sounds that have made them a Memphis staple for many years.
Absolutely. Will Graves is known for his powerhouse vocals and commanding stage presence. It's no surprise at all that he's earned a spot among Memphis's top-tier vocalists, even winning a Grammy Showcase sponsored by the Memphis chapter of the Recording Academy, of which I'm a governor.
And that's not all, Governor. Will Graves and Soul have always attracted some of the best musicians in the region. Over the years, they've opened for legends like Alex Bunyong, Ledisi, Angie Stone, and even had a moment where the one and only Stevie Wonder joined them on stage.
Talk about a legacy. It's so exciting to have Will and Soul back on stage. And you can hear the joy and the celebration right there in their performance. It's not just a reunion. It's a tribute to the music, the memories, and the influence that Will's had on Memphis's vibrant music scene.
This is the sound that makes Memphis the soulful city that it is. Let's hear it for Will Graves and Soul, live at the Green Room in Crosstown Arts, right here on Bill Street Caravan.
I want y'all to put your hands together like this. want y'all to show the love for this band on the bandstand. I want y'all to welcome to the stage, Brother Chris Bond.
Welcome back.
Oh,
this mic up.
So much. Y'all saw these beautiful young ladies walk on the stage. Nina, can you give me two of those right there?
Here's more from Will Graves and Soul live in the Green Room in Crosstown Arts.
Y'all ain't getting one of those. We all too old for that.
Call them my heifer. They said them heifers we sing.
My heifer.
Here's more from Will Graves and Soul live in the green room in Crosstown Arts.
Like this, y'all. One, two, one, two.
Thank you.
That was music from Will Graves and Soul live in the Green Room at Crosstown Arts in Bill Street Caravan.
Caravan has brought the sounds of Memphis to public radio airwaves for more than 20 years. And now you can see what we've been talking about. Check out our series of digital shorts through our website or go to ilistentomemphis.com.
I Listen to Memphis is about Memphis music today, the people who make it, and the places and culture that fuel it. ilistentomemphis.com.
Bill Street Caravan is also supported by awards from Memphis Travel, Tennessee Arts Commission, Arts Memphis, and the Thomas W. Briggs Foundation.
TennesseeVacation.com. The soundtrack of America was made in Tennessee.
We're back, and if you're just tuning in, we're listening to Will Graves and Soul live from the Green Room at Crosstown Arts here on Bill Street Caravan. Will Graves and Soul have been known for their incredible energy and their unique blend of genres. The way they mix soul, jazz, pop, and even a little gospel. It'll always be a show that you remember.
For sure, JB. And this reunion performance is no different. You can feel the power of the crowd's energy and the band just feeds off it. Will's voice is as strong as ever and the musicianship, as expected, is top notch. And let me not go without saying that this is actually Thomas Cribbins on the guitar you guys are listening to today. That's me playing. This is
all right.
Yes,
sounding Chris too. You're a man of many multitudes.
Man, thank you. I'm just happy to be a part of this Memphis music scene.
Absolutely. You know that Memphis is a city that absolutely loves its music. And of course, they support Will Graves. He's played a huge part in defining this sound for many, many years. To see him back with his band doing the thing that he does the best, it's a beautiful thing.
And with some of Memphis's finest musicians backing him up, it's no surprise the crowd is feeling the love. This is more than just a performance. It's a celebration of the man and the myth and the music that shaped the city.
Well, let me ask you, Tia, since you were there, you were on stage, can you just give us an opportunity to close our eyes and imagine what the energy, what the feeling was like there and how you got prepared to convey this music and interpret it in the moment?
Man, for one thing, it was just so good. This was a reunion show, and it was so good being back on the stage with all the players, the fellas and the girls. Man, and at our prime, you know, there's like 12 of us up there. So you got horn section, you have everybody. So not only was the stage full, the room was full, man. The lights down low, and everyone is paying attention to every word and every note coming out of Will's voice. Is he's got that soulful, smooth, buttery quality to it, but yet still, it's still powerful enough to convey whatever message he's singing about. So it was just a great time. Will, outside of the stage, has a lot of love from a lot of people in the city, and we as his band, we got the chance to experience that same love, and it was no different on this particular night. And it was also helped by it being his birthday, so there was generally a festive, celebratory atmosphere all the way around anyway.
Absolutely. The groove felt amazing this night, and I still feel good just listening back and taking a closer look and listen to some of the amazing music that went down that night. I can't wait to let our listeners hear a little bit more of it.
That's right, JB, man. I appreciate you, man. Let's keep the vibe rolling. Here's more from Will Graves and Soul, live at the Green Room in Crosstown Arts, right here on Bill Street Caravan.
Somebody gonna get that in the parking lot. Yeah. Thank you so much. Let me ask y'all a question. What time is it? Okay, never mind. They answered it for me. We're going to take one small pause for the pop, for the calls, y'all, okay? I think the band got to go pee, y'all.
Hit that jive, jive. Put it in your pocket till I get back. Going downtown to meet the man, and I ain't got time. Shake your hand. Hit that jive, put it in your pocket till I get back. Going downtown to meet the man, and I ain't got time to shake your hand. Standing on corner, all full of jive. But you know you're my man, so I got to give you five. Shake your head. Hit that time, just put it in your pocket till I get back. Tiny time waits for no man, and I ain't got time. Shake your head. We'll be back again.
a hard 12 minutes, y'all. A hard 12 minutes. We'll see you in a minute.
Here's more from Will Graves and Soul live in the Green Room in Crosstown Arts.
Y'all doing all right tonight? Y'all give it up for Will Graves and Soul, y'all. Happy birthday, Will. If y'all know Will, Will love him some Shaka. And I had to come on out and do it for him. No!
Welcome back to Bill Street Caravan. We are sitting in the office today with the soulful and the incomparable Mr. William Graves, otherwise known as Will Graves, as we're listening to his show at the Green Room at Crosstown Arts. How you doing today, Will?
I'm great. How are you, T.O.?
Doing just fine.
10 o'clock?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I don't even know where to start because basically I'm sitting here today with my brother, man, responsible for a lot of my musical career here in Memphis, Tennessee. We're just going to start it toward the beginning of your story. You are all things Memphis and Memphis music, but if I understand correctly, you were not actually born here in Memphis, right?
I was born in Los Angeles.
Nice.
California. Nice. Yeah. My family moved here when I was 9 years old. But we always had a relationship with Memphis because of our denomination. So we would come every year. So we already had a relationship with Memphis before we moved here.
And I asked this question on purpose. I want to ask, even as a young kid, who were your musical inspirations and influences?
Man, oh Lord, Michael Jackson, of course, Stevie Wonder, Barry White, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, and Chaka Khan, you know.
indeed.
But all of them, but I mean, just that whole, the scene during the 70s, for me, like the late 70s, and I was always reaching back. So whatever was going on, if we were listening to New Edition, I was always reaching back, going back, listening to like Blue Magic or the Stylistics or something like that. Gotcha. But because I knew that's where it came from.
Right, right. So whoever was hot at the time, you immediately reached back to who their influences were.
Exactly.
Because that's what made them hot. That contributed to their hotness.
Exactly.
Awesome, man. And at what point, was it an event, was it a moment where you, I know you said it was at Bellevue Junior High, but did something happen? Did you get, did you perform at a talent show and get a reception that just kind of flipped a switch in you? What made you know, say, hey, this is me?
Now, I didn't perform at Bellevue. Michael Hawkins, he would perform there. And that inspired me.
Wow.
So I didn't really start singing until like probably high school, I guess like 10th grade. And that, I'm gonna tell you, I went to this place, Camp Anytown, and that was when I was going into the 10th grade, and that's when I kind of found my voice or realized I wanted to do it. People responded, and that was a whole little cultural thing, you know. But that was when I really realized that I wanted to do it. And then, you know, getting involved in church, at church and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just kind of comes and goes. But I write every day.
Nice.
And I think we all write every day, whether we realize it or not. But we're writing, you know, if we don't choose to actually, you know, journal those things, but we, you know, when we go through life, we're writing.
That's a great way to put it, man.
Yeah.
What's next musically for Will Graves?
You tell me.
More music.
You the boss.
No, sir. More music. I gotta give you something. More music. Are you working on any new material? I know you just said you're writing.
Every day. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So we look forward to more music from Will Graves in the very, very near future, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
This show here, the Green Room show, sold out. And there was a waiting list. I don't know if you were told, but there was a waiting list of 110 people.
Wow.
That did not get in or didn't get tickets that wanted to come see you that night, man. So
wow.
Definitely look forward to more music
from Will Graves and or Will Graves and Soul, however you decide to present it. I know the people would love to have it. Well, and we thank you for coming down to Bill Street Caravan today. You've been listening to Thomas Griffin.
Man, I thank you for having me, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, you are so cool.
You've been listening to Will Graves and Thomas Cribbins, and we'll get right back to some more music from Will Graves and Soul live at the Green Room in Crosstown Arts.
This is a sing-along. If you ever wanted to be a Clark Sisters or a Clark Brother, y'all sing on with it.
WYXR Memphis.
WYXR is more than just music. It's a vital part of our community, preserving Mid-South culture and keeping local voices on the air. But right now, federal support for public media is at risk. A new proposal in Washington could result in immediate cuts to funding for stations like ours, making it harder to deliver music, stories, and the programming that you count on.